This is Ethically Speaking.
Last week, we asked for your help with the following ethical question.
Everyone makes moral mistakes. Sometimes those mistakes are unintentional. We cause harm to someone without realizing it. But sometimes those mistakes are intentional. We lie to protect ourselves or someone close to us. What lessons have you learned through your moral mistakes?
You send us these responses at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
None of our listeners offered lessons from specific moral mistakes, but they did offer many general lessons learned. One Missoulian wrote, "I have learned that although you can convince yourself that the end may justify the means, if you are having to convince yourself of that," he wrote, "then what you are doing is probably wrong." And one Missoulian confessed, "Any lessons I've learned all too slowly. I have repeated and rationalized my moral trespasses many times." A listener in Seattle offered the following question as a response. "This topic," he wrote, "prompted me to ask myself about the ethics of taking an action, such as a lie, to protect myself from the immorality of others. If I shade the truth to avoid the inquisition of a Joseph McCarthy, am I making a moral mistake?" Lastly, a Missoula listener shared this lesson. "How we respond to our mistakes is often a greater measure of our moral character than is whether or not we make such mistakes." And what do philosophers have to say?
It's gratifying to know that listeners do learn from their moral mistakes, because that's one area where the major classical philosophers are uncharacteristically silent. They seem more concerned in what it would be like if we all acted in ideal ways. Fortunately, contemporary philosophers pay more attention to life after the moral mistake. Ethically speaking, here's a short list of how to grow beyond our own bad actions. First, we need to recognize and admit the mistake to ourselves. That's sometimes the hardest step. In this culture, we seem to specialize in explaining our mistakes away instead of owning them. Next, if possible, apologize to those harmed. However, the apology is received is not nearly as important as my ability to say to another person, "I hurt you, and I'm sorry." Last of all, make a sincere effort to change to avoid repeating the mistake. Experience tells us that we'll always have new mistakes to make and to learn from.
Here is next week's question. Is it unethical to make a promise to a dying person in order to comfort them, if you know you will be unable to fulfill that promise?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana, Missoula.
The show's producers are Denny Elliott, Dean Ritz, and Justin Whitaker. Music by Eric Hutchins.